Operator.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And we're going to start things out here with a special guest. His name is Jim Dunsing. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jim, are you with us?
Yes, and you are pronouncing it correctly.
Okay, excellent. And you're out in Nevada, is that right?
That's correct.
And it's nice that you're still alive, because we actually talked about you on the program a few weeks ago when I guess you were shot. I don't know if this happened a few weeks ago or when that actually occurred, but at some point...
It happened October 29th.
October 29th.
It was 4 weeks exactly on Thanksgiving.
It was my understanding that you were shot in the back by a courageous police officer, one of the finest in Nevada. Why don't you tell the story for our listeners who haven't heard it before?
Well, I was shot from behind, but the bullets didn't actually enter my back. After I've now seen a little bit of the discovery, it looks like the first shot hit me right by the... I was running straight down the sidewalk, and if I'm the 12 o'clock position, right, he's probably about 4 o'clock by his testimony. I never saw him, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the first round went in my... right by my belly button. Blew out my left abs and exited on my left side and kind of, you know, careened inside there.
Jeez.
Somehow missed all the vital organs. The second shot went, right on my rib cage. It went underneath my right pec muscle, bounced off my sternum, and then out underneath my left pec, which, again, missed all the vital organs by a millimeter. The third shot hit my left elbow, actually hit the humerus just above the left elbow, shattering the humerus when it was... all the way behind me as I was running down the street. And that's the first thing I noticed, the first indication I had that I was shot. Until then, I thought I was hit with another taser. But let me back up for your audience who didn't hear the show a month ago.
Why were you running from the police, I guess, is what most people are probably wondering right now.
Well, because I was hit by 50,000 volts of a taser while trying to talk to the police. I was standing at my car door. The car door's open. I'm standing there with my hands over my head talking to the cop about my misdemeanor traffic tickets. And he told me to put my hands on the car, and I told him no because I was still trying to talk to him. He told me to put my hands up, which I did. So now I'm standing there with my hands over my head trying to have a conversation. Neither one of us had raised our voice at this point. And the next thing he says is, put your hands on the car or I'm going to tase you. And now I'm looking at the business end of a taser, right? I'm looking right down what would be the barrel of a taser. And I've still got my hands up, and I'm thinking, there's no way that you're allowed. I mean, I'm a lawyer. I know you're not allowed to use lethal force on somebody for talking with their hands over their head, right? It's just a...
Yeah.
I'm sure he threatens that kind of thing all the time to try to get compliance out of people, but so what I tell him is, you're not going to tase me. You know, I still... to this day, can't imagine the idea that you're trying to talk to somebody and they use lethal force on you.
That's just how they do it. I mean, they have what they call pain compliance, and these police departments that originally adopted the taser to utilize in situations where they otherwise would have to use deadly force in order to avoid perhaps putting someone to death was the original intent, as I understand it, behind adopting the taser. But now it's essentially turned into a cattle prod, where if you don't jump when they say jump, or you don't do what they say to do when they say to do it, they'll just zap you.
And isn't the taser sort of, for you, isn't it a lethal weapon, Jim?
Well, for me and for healthy people, I mean, I've had, like you guys probably know by now, heart complications since my premature birth. But the tasers kill normal people, otherwise healthy young adults, and they don't know why. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kills the old and they tased a 10-year-old girl that, you know, people are emailing me stories about tasers now. A week or two ago, they tased a 10-year-old girl with one of these things, and I'm surprised she lived through it, but she did. But, I mean, they're using these things, like you said, like some kind of a shock collar device for obedience training. You know, when they first came out with it, it was for somebody with a baseball bat or a knife or some kind of contact weapon, and you can use this instead of shooting them four times. And, you know, now they're using it for a compliance tool. But at any rate, I had my hands over my head. He zapped me. I said, "You're not going to tase me." He said, 3-2, and where there should have been a 1, he pressed the trigger. And he was just about arm's reach distance from me. 2 or 3 feet away, both prongs hit me in the center of the chest, right in the sternum. And he was standing in front of me. The car door was to my right. And so I turned to my left and moved towards the back bumper of the vehicle, just away from that taser gun. And, you know, your conception of time is altered when you're getting shocked like this.
Sure.
So I don't really know how long it took me to get from the front door to the back bumper, but by the time I got to the back bumper, I had reached up and pulled the prongs away from my heart, and then I felt the juice in both arms up to my elbows. And then I went around the car up to the sidewalk, and I'm running down the sidewalk. There's a wall to my left and a street to my right. And then actually down, you know, 75 yards or so, is another police officer on a motorcycle who had pulled somebody else over for the same traffic violation.
Mm-hmm.
I had just been pulled over for driving straight to a right turn only lane.
Now, this is the part that I just don't understand about all this is I think the cops are allowed, at least in some states, to shoot a felon in the back, a person who has committed a felony.
Right then, you mean?
Yeah, right then. Like, you know, they rob a bank, they're running down the street, the cop can cap them in the back, and it's legal.
I think generally if there's a reason to believe that public safety is, if there's a life at risk, then I've...
Right, it's a combination. It's the case you're thinking of is Tennessee versus Garner, where they can shoot a fleeing felony suspect, but they've got to articulate that he was a, you know, imminent threat to someone's life.
Okay.
And it's a fairly narrow exception. And it definitely doesn't apply to a traffic ticket.
So what it sounds to me like
no,
here.
No, it doesn't.
Right. I mean, you went in the wrong lane and were shot almost, you know, you were shot three times because you had a traffic violation. I mean, it's really crazy.
They used lethal force on me 5 times. The first time was the taser with my hands over my head at the car door.
Mm-hmm.
The second time was when I'm on the sidewalk. The same guy who shot me the first time pressed the trigger on the taser again. It didn't shock me that time. I don't know if I had pulled the cords out of the gun or if there just wasn't contact or whatever, but I heard it crackle and didn't feel another shock. And then, obviously, the 3 bullets are the other 3 instances of lethal force.
Do you think, like, it sounds to me like you've got an ironclad case, but then again, we've seen in so many instances where the police have literally gotten away with murder.
And get a medal.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have any chance of seeing any kind of justice?
I think the charges are going to be dropped, and then I think the civil suit is going to be huge. I've now, last Wednesday, got a little bit of the discovery, and luckily there were several non-cop witnesses who saw this. All their statements weren't taken by the police. The police told several witnesses to go away.
Interesting.
They didn't want to take their statements. But, you know, the police that were on the scene, the one cop that pulled over the other individual, or actually the mother and daughter, for the same traffic offense, 75 or so yards behind my vehicle, he actually pulled my gun out of my pocket. Or he after the officer shot me in the back, I turned and looked at my left arm, and it was at that point that I realized I was shot, because it was just little pops, and I couldn't conceptualize that I was going to get shot while I was running, because I was thinking about, you know, running around the car and down the street and away from the psycho.
Jim, if you've got a few more moments, I'd like to bring you back here. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right, hang on. More with Jim Dunsing in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Shot by the cops for a traffic violation. You can bring up what you want. Maybe you've got a question for Jim. More moments. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. They include our Facebook profile, the Facebook fan page, which is now, I've decided to move it back to the fan page. I think what we'll do, Mark, is...
We are such consistent guys.
We are going to have it on the... Facebook.freetalklive.com will point at our fan page for 11 months out of the year, and then during the Podcast Awards month, we'll switch it over to the other Facebook thing that we have, the Facebook group, because there's apparently a difference between the fan page and the group, but it's a very minor difference, but yet one that becomes important 1 month out of the year. So I hope I've explained myself. Anyway, facebook.freetalklife.com. Become a fan. It's free. And have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should have by now. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. We're actually on the line with Jim Dunsing here. Dunsing? I'm sorry. Jim Dunsing, you're back with us. And, in fact, Jim, are you affiliated with FrontSight.com?
I'm an instructor at FrontSight. I'm actually on injured reserve until my arm heals. But, yeah, I'm an instructor out there.
Is it really the best training in the world, just out of curiosity?
We train more people than any other organization in the world. And, yeah, I think it is.
That's fantastic. So we're not actually don't have you here to talk about Front Sight. We have you here to talk about the incident that involved you and at least one other cop shooting you in the back 3 times after tasering you. It was absolutely outrageous. You were pulled over for just a minor traffic violation, and you ended up with 3 bullet holes in your body. Luckily, the bullets didn't strike any vital organs, which the odds would seem to be pretty slim against that. So, pretty fortunate in that manner. Are you able to move around? Are you bedridden, or what's your health status right now?
I was bedridden in the hospital for a week or so, but I'm up and around now. I mean, I'm missing part of my left ab, so my back muscles and other muscles have to pick up for that. My right pec is a lot less swollen than it has been for the last month, but it's still quite sore. There's still a wound channel there underneath the muscle. Coughing and sneezing is incredibly painful.
And you said you will be filing a civic lawsuit or civil lawsuit against the police department, correct?
Against the office of the department, probably Taser International. It's going to be a large one because of all the different mistakes they made in this. I mean, you can't. If you can electrocute somebody for talking to a cop with their hands over their head, what can they not do?
Yeah, I just out of curiosity here, I guess I missed this part of the story. Was it the same paragon of discretion that decided to tase you while your hands were over your head as the same guy that decided to put 3 holes in you as you were trying to run away from this taser? Is that the same guy?
Yeah, the other officer on the scene wasn't really involved in my traffic stop until he noticed me running down the sidewalk. He was standing next to the car. He pulled over with his hands at his side until after the shots were fired. And then he came up. Well, I started to tell you before the break. I turned and looked at my left arm and realized that I'd been shot. And as a firearm instructor, knowing that I'd been shot from that close, from behind, I thought the chances of survival were quite small. And that thought process probably took a tenth of a second, but all of it came at once. And then I turned to my right, and the shooter was up on the sidewalk at that point with his gun pointed at me at, from his hip. And again, he's about arm's reach distance away. And I remember looking down at the barrel of his gun, and it was, I thought when I saw it, after I came out of surgery, the detention officer asked me what kind of gun it was, and I told him, well, I think it was a 45. I think it was probably even an H&K, but, it's a fairly odd gun. It's a heavy gun. It's kind of difficult to operate. It's got some selection levers that there's not really a problem with them. They're just more complicated to use than most people like, and it's rare, so I didn't really think that. I thought there was probably something I was seeing wrong because, barrels and guns always look bigger when they're pointed at you.
Yeah, I guess. I'll take your word for it. Thankfully, I can't say that's happened too often. So so you said the cops dropped all the charges, even the traffic ticket? Did you say that?
No, the charges have not yet been dropped, but I expect they will be.
What are the charges right now?
Right now, the charge is resisting with a weapon, which is a felony charge carrying 1 to 4 years.
Resisting with a weapon?
So that means that you had a gun on you, not that you were necessarily brandishing it in front of the police.
No, in order to be convicted of that, you've got to actually use the gun to get away.
Hmm.
But even the guy who shot me in his debrief said I never pulled it out of my pocket.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I hope you've got that written down with his signature on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eyewitnesses said that I was just running and he shot me in the back.
Well, it seems like you've got an ironclad case, though. We've seen the police manage to wriggle out of all kinds of situations. I hope you're right, and I hope that you manage to nail him to the wall for this and that you get a decent settlement out of it and then use that to, I don't know, whatever you want, advance liberty. Or
at the very least, it sounds like I wouldn't be too worried in your position about actually facing those charges against you. I have a feeling that...
Yeah, but will he win the lawsuit? That's the question.
That is a big question, and I don't think that's as certain, but I think it's a good case.
Jim, was there anything else about this
that
you wanted to share?
I'll win both. If you did happen to see this, if you're on that intersection, send an email to info@potterlawoffices.com or give them a call at 702-385-1954 because the police sent several witnesses away. If you did see this, and there's some that have commented on the RJ site, there's some that have commented on blogs and whatnot. If you did see this and you're listening, send an email, make a phone call. We could use your testimony.
Great, Jim. Thanks so much. And are you involved in anything else besides Frontside? I heard that you were maybe a Libertarian Party guy or something like that. What else are you doing?
I've got a small role in a local Libertarian Party, but right now most of my focus is on my campaign to remove Harry Reid from office. I'm running against him for U.S. Senate. The website for that campaign is hellforharry.com.
Very good, Jim. Thanks for taking the time out to sit in here on Free Talk Live and tell your story from your perspective. It sounds like you might have a chance at actually winning in this case, and I hope that you'll let us know what happens.
You got it, Mark. Come back anytime.
Thanks, Jim. Take it easy. All right, 800-259-9231. I think he thought he was talking with you the whole time.
Well, he probably, assumed that I'm the big guy on the show, and, the one doing
the
most talking.
You are the big guy on the show.
Right, the fat one. Well, what are you going
to
do?
All right, so you can bring up anything. We go on screen to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, this is Matt from Illinois.
Matt, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a little comment on this, this guy getting shot when he got shot with the tasers.
Yes, sir.
He apparently got lucky. I recently read in at Freedom's Phoenix, I read this story where the taser guns had apparently been designed to hit in the chest and the groin area. And that is a reason why people are dying, according to this guy that wrote the...
I hope you can give me a little more information on that. We're going to put you on hold and bring it back in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, how not to do activism. We'll share some clips with you, or share a clip with you. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow, I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and those features include our chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. And you'll find people in there usually during the show, but it's also open all day and all night long. So chat.freetalklive.com, and it's free.
Manchester Brewing, brewer of John Thomas Red, now available in a strap-on edition for hikers.
I didn't get any of those in my recent case.
Why do you think that was?
Maybe you have to special order the strap-on.
No, I think the strap-on, so you got the John Thomas Red.
Right, right.
Looking for the strap-on. Most of your cases come through me, it's likely you won't be getting much more John Thomas Red.
Why, is that your favorite?
Yeah, I've pretty much decided that's my favorite.
That's
the strap-on part kind of disturbs me.
That's not fair. How come you get first pick?
Fair. Fair is a lie that somebody told you when you were young.
I think I'm going to have them all delivered here, and then I'll take my pick first. How about that?
Yeah. I've seen what you eat. It's not like you've got active taste buds.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Anyway, we're going to go back to your calls here. It's great beer. I just put a couple
really,
in the fridge for
really
tonight,
is.
Actually. Although I can really only handle one.
Right. No. Warning to amateur beer drinkers. This is not beer that you could just slam or anything. Like, this is probably a higher alcohol content, in my opinion. I don't know for sure.
I don't know either. But
average beer. And
Having had it and being something of a beer snob myself, it would definitely depend on which one you're drinking. But yes, it's a higher alcohol content than, say, Coors or Bud Light.
Have you drank two of these bottles in a row?
No, but you can catch a pretty decent buzz. They're big bottles.
One bottle, I am quite satisfied. By the time I get down to about a fourth or a fifth left, I am pretty tipsy and...
Well, you know, I gotta at the chance of sounding not as masculine as I should here. I actually had for the first time two bottles of John Thomas Red last night.
Oh my!
And ended up weeping over Silver Thunderbird by Richard Cohen on my wife's shoulders.
I'm not familiar with that song. Should we pull it up?
You know, if there's a God up in heaven, he drives a Silver Thunderbird. No?
You cried over the song?
I absolutely did. I wept.
Well, you probably had too much beer.
No, I absolutely did. On my wife's shoulder. It was very sad.
All right. We've been making Matt wait here in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live, and you were telling us about the taser. You had just barely gotten into what you had to say, so if you would start over, if you would.
Okay. I read the gentleman that you were talking to had mentioned that they didn't know, they don't, the police don't know why so many people are dying with when they get shot by tasers. And I read an article from Freedom's Phoenix that the gentleman that wrote it had an interesting theory as to why this is happening. And what had happened when these things were first designed is that they were only designed with 20,000 volts,
mm-hmm.
and the barbs were designed to go not very far apart. And the police complained that this didn't have enough stopping power. So they redesigned the barbs so that it was designed so that if you aimed at the chest, at the sternum, one would go into the sternum and the other one would go into the groin area. And then they upped the voltage to 50,000. And this sends the electricity goes through in a male through the scrotum or the penis, up the spinal cord and out through the heart. And according to him, this causes enough pain to put somebody into shock and cause a heart attack.
It sounds brutal. I can tell you that. I've touched one of those little shotgun things, and not tasers, but just one of those little, what do you call them, stun guns. And I've touched that for a fraction of a second, and that was enough for
me. I've been hit with one of those for 2 or 3 seconds,
really?
But the voltage was pretty low, 10 or 20,000, I think. And it's not pleasant.
No, certainly not. And so what you're saying is that when they spaced the little points of contact out, it means that the electricity has to travel further through your body in order to leave it, correct?
Right. And it's causing, because it's going into an area that's particularly sensitive, it's causing a lot more pain.
Mm.
And, you know, pain is what causes the human body to shut down in a state of shock. And if the body shuts down in a state of shock, you're taking the chance of a heart attack and all kinds of other things. So when this gentleman was describing how he got shot, he said both the barbs were in his chest. So I don't know if it was because the officer wasn't far enough away or what, but he apparently got lucky.
Yeah, he did say that the officer was, just over arm's length away, so he was not far away, that's for sure. Matt, thanks for the info tonight. Any other thoughts?
I was just going to say that's why this story, it was particularly brutal. They talked about one gentleman who got shot with three of these things at once.
Jeez.
And two of them hit just like they were supposed to, in the groin and in the chest, and then they sent 100,000 volts of electricity through them, and then a fourth cop and a third cop hit him in the hand, arm, and arm, and a fourth cop jammed the thing into his groin and pulled the trigger, sending an additional 50,000 volts, and now the guy is sexually useless. He has no feeling down there at all.
Good Lord.
He's completely destroyed.
Thanks for the call tonight, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They don't care. They don't have to feel the pain. They want you to suffer, and they're not interested in justice. They're interested in hurting people, these sadists. Not all cops. But there are some cops that are certainly more sadistic than others, and I think it's the sadistic ones that are more likely than others to pull their taser out and use it. Because we read a story once about a guy that refused to follow certain orders that he was given to use force on people because he didn't think it was right by their own policy, by the police policy. I think it was a rookie down in Austin. he said, well, I'm not going to do that because this guy isn't – it was against an old man or something.
Yeah, it's like 89 or something like that.
No, we don't need to use the taser in this instance. And they went after him for it. The cops went after the new cop, the rookie cop, for refusing to just blindly follow orders. Just like they went after our friend Brad Jardis, who we're actually going to talk to here in a little bit, because he decided to take a position that broke rank, that he decided to be out publicly against prohibition. And he went on trial last night, if you will. He went up in front of the selectmen in the town in which he works for, and he was essentially at a termination hearing. They were trying to can him over... They didn't say it explicitly, the reason why. They didn't say the reason is because he's a member of law enforcement against prohibition, but that's when all the trouble started. So we'll get to the details on that here in a little bit. Let's go in the meantime. Again, unscreened call on the amp line. You are on Free Talk Live. Who's this? Hello, caller. Going once. Caller going twice. Okay, let's try this call.
Paul from Los Angeles. Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
It's Paul from Los Angeles.
Paul, you're on the air.
Great. I just want to talk briefly about how something occurred to me today, and it's how the people these days tend to treat certain aspects of government like kind of like ancient gods, Greek or Roman gods. And the ancient gods, the way it worked is you would make a sacrifice to say ensure prosperity. And if you didn't have prosperity, then that was because your sacrifice wasn't good enough. Mm. And if you did have prosperity, it was because of the sacrifice. It was because of the god. And so the three areas that I see this happening, at least nowadays, is security and financial prosperity and fertility. So we have the Fed, and if we have a depression, then it's because the Fed didn't do enough to intervene. And if we avert a depression, it's because of the Fed's action. Another example is in security. If we have a terrorist attack, it's because of all these great. It's because we haven't had enough of these draconian laws to, have warrantless wiretaps,
right,
or foreign intervention. If we don't have a terrorist attack, it's because of those things.
All of excuses to grow the government. You're right.
Exactly, and it's totally irrational because no matter what you observe, no matter the observed result, you're always going to attribute it. It's always going to strengthen your faith in that god.
Well,
and
said
the way,
tonight, Paul.
You know, neocons react.
I appreciate the call. Thank you for the thoughts. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Still to come here, we'll check in with Bradley Jardis, law enforcement against prohibition member. I think probably the most courageous cop, maybe in all of the United States, maybe further than
at least
that.
The ones that we know.
Yeah, more coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we could use your vote, except this time it's not in the podcast awards because the voting in that has closed. They'll be announcing the winners, I think, within the next 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, that's so December 13th.
We'll let you know when we hear about that, and thank you to everybody that did vote there. But now we're back to our usual once-a-month voting request from podcast alley.com, where they have a top 10 list of podcasts, and we, thankfully, thanks to your votes, are number one on that list month after month. Last month, it was a particularly difficult month for Free Talk Live, but we pulled through at the very end, and we did manage to remain at the number one slot and finish up that month. So now it's a new month. The voting totals have been reset, and that means that we would like you to go to vote for us again at vote.freetalklive.com. You just need your email address. It's used for verification purposes to make sure that you are a real-life human being at vote.freetalklive.com.
And I'd like to, last month was very difficult. There was cheating going on for a podcast called Double Feature.
And I still don't believe that they were cheating.
You
are accusing them of cheating.
I accused them of cheating, and in that area, I was wrong. I believe that the cheating was going on. I can't prove it. How could you prove it? And we discussed that the other night.
Right.
But I got an email from the guy over there, Nicholas DeVerdi, and he didn't like being accused of cheating, and he said he didn't, and he showed me, and he gave me some proof the best he could. He said that our listeners were in fact cheating, and I think really it was probably just one person. But that's my assumption because of the way the patterns were going on. He said his email satisfied me that he wasn't doing it, and so I'd like to make a public apology to Nicholas and over there at Double Feature.
Told you were jumping to conclusions, Mark.
I did jump to a conclusion.
And it turns out
I believe myself to have been right about the cheating.
It was just one of the trolls on the Free Talk Live BBS that was doing it.
Yeah,
right?
What a surprise.
At least one of the trolls.
Yeah, maybe there were two or three.
Could have been a team of trolls.
Band of trolls.
Right. What do you call that? Is there a term for multiple trolls? Beyond trolls? I mean, because
It's an ugly.
Oh, really?
It's a grunt. A grunt of trolls.
Grunt of trolls. Interesting. 800-259-9231. So give that guy a plug, whoever the second one. The Double Feature?
Yeah, Double Feature is the name of the podcast. And, they're over in the Chicagoland, and it's a couple of guys talk about movies and that kind of thing.
I saw them. They reviewed Escape from L.A. Can't be all bad.
they pick their favorite movies, and you got to appreciate people that pick their favorite movies. So,
all right.
Anyway.
So toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. To your phone call. We go to Jake in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a little behind on probably the topic because I get your podcast a few days after, but kind of going back to the whole Glenn Beck issue, I was listening to it on my way to work today.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely listening to him. I'm not saying that he is, a full-blown libertarian. I think for the most part, he does say he's conservative libertarian leaning, and so I think that probably characterizes him a little bit better. I definitely think through a lot of the books he references and everything kind of sparked my interest and got my mindset more on to the ideas of liberty, and definitely brought me back toward like you guys and everything and listening quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's about it. I'm just saying there is some. And the other thing, I know you had mentioned the Mormons they've had leadership come out and say that they're opposed to capital punishment. I did look into it a bit, and I'm not sure where you guys got that information from.
That was Mark. Mark, did you say that?
Oh, hold on. You're saying that Mormons, that the Mormon religion doesn't say that capital punishment is wrong?
Well, I'm saying that there's been no stance on it, no official stance from the church. Now, occasionally, people will come out and say things about it, but there's no stance on it.
Huh. Well, I've believed what I was saying about Glenn Beck for so long, I can't even tell you where I got the information. So I was of the opinion that Mormons were against capital punishment.
It is my understanding that at least at one point the state of Utah had execution by firing squad because, and this is my recollection from watching a documentary on capital punishment, that the Mormon faith actually somewhere in the Book of Mormon makes a reference to blood for blood. And so at one point, I believe the stance of the church was pro-capital punishment.
So maybe, Mark, it was your impression that Mormons in general are against capital punishment, but what I'm hearing...
Well, what I hear Glenn Beck say is, if you hear him talk about capital punishment, and every time I've heard him say it, and I don't comb through his archives or anything like that, I've got better things to do, but when I hear him talk about it, he'll say, if you believe in capital punishment, and then continue to talk about it in sort of a pro way, so he doesn't come out and say that he believes in it one way or the other, which if you believe in it, come out and say it. If you don't believe in it, come out and say it. Don't have to.
Yeah. Hey, Jake,
I do think he gives a perception that he is for it, but
maybe he's not, is what Mark is saying, that he gives a perception that he's for it, but he, point of fact, may not be. So now what you're saying is that the official stance of the Mormon Church, that there is none on capital punishment, that they're not for or against it?
Correct.
So that doesn't necessarily mean...
Political issues as well. I mean, they stand, they don't have an official viewpoint, and they think that for everyone to kind of, decide for themselves and go...
I think that's a smart position to take as a church. That way you can get more people in your front doors and have them contribute to you if you're not taking positions on issues like that, which are very divisive by their nature. I think that's a smart thing to do. So it's certainly then still entirely possible, Mark, that your statement could be correct, and that is that Mormons are against capital punishment. It's possible that's true, just as a general statement about most Mormons, maybe there's just kind of a theme of people not being in favor of capital punishment. But it's, I guess, what has been called in the question here tonight is whether or not the church supports it. And it sounds
like
they don't.
Because, I know people for and against it that are Mormons. So.
Very good, Jake. And you are in Utah, so you would know. And anything else you want to share with us tonight?
That's about it. I do appreciate you guys' show. I think it's great, and I do think that Glenn Beck eventually led me toward the ideas of liberty. So
great. Well, glad to hear it, and I'm glad to hear positive things coming out of his transition. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. He's got a ways to go, though. Personally, the individual known as Glenn Beck, I don't think he's even close to being someone you could describe as a libertarian. But clearly, he wants to describe himself that way. So. What can you do about that, right? We'll take the good and leave the bad. Let's continue with Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. Yeah, I just wanted to agree with your comment about the police officers when they're tasered. You know, they have no problem tasering people peacefully protesting the war. And I remember watching a video on the internet that was done by the Pittsburgh police, you know, in Pittsburgh at the recruiting station for the armed services on the south side and also on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. And you can hear the students screaming, please stop, and the police just continue to tase and tase and tase. And, you know, maybe it will take a few of these desensitizations in, you know, painful areas before, you know, our thin blue line starts to, you know, think about what they're doing with this unproven technology that really can kill and cause heart attacks and seizures and all sorts of things. You know, it's not a harmless, non-lethal weapon. In many cases, yep, these are lethal.
Absolutely.
And it reminds me of the Rodney King incident where we saw on video back in, I guess it was, 1991 or 1992, all the police beating him up as he's down, you know, just sort of vibrating from the forces of the police batons and the kicks. And, you know, that's certainly not what the American taxpayers deserve after paying, you know, all the taxes for the police departments and the federal taxes that are paid, you know, and we have the federal agencies and all sorts of things. I mean, I think it's time for people to, you know, demand an end to this brutality. And
well, that's nice, but how is that going to convince them to do anything differently? I mean,
well, as long
you can demand everything you
tasers,
want.
It's sort of like, you know, with the police. One thing that's interesting is people are still allowed to have, you know, bear the right to bear arms. As long as people are armed, police and other people that are armed are going to think twice about what they're doing. It's one thing when you have a population that has no way to defend themselves. And you can be as brutal as can be. Just look at the former Soviet Union and look at Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, you know, where you have repressive totalitarian regimes. And we're getting to that way in this country, and I fear it. I see, you know, many of our constitutional rights have been abrogated.
Mm-hmm.
Many laws violate the Constitution, yet the federal judiciary seems to uphold them.
I just think, Frank, that you need to go beyond demanding, because people have been demanding things for a long time about the government changing its behavior and becoming less tyrannical, but it hasn't really changed anything. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, and I'm not suggesting violence. I'm suggesting non-cooperation and just not going along with it anymore, just refusing to pay for this police state. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the cops, we'll talk to one of them here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all.
Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of.
Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.